KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 65 degrees. We look for it to be continued mostly sunny today, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Story of Verizon Wireless Agent and Dish Network Satellite System Dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news this hour, two women have been arrested on felony first-degree theft and dependent adult abuse by financial exploitation charges in Fremont County. The sheriff's office said Sunday, 62-year-old Roberta Lee Hovey of Omaha, Nebraska, and 59-year-old Rebecca Ann Cook of Centerville, Texas, were taken into custody following an investigation that began with a report from the Department of Human Services. Officials say the DHS notified the sheriff's office that the house of an elderly man residing at the Ambassador Sydney Incorporated nursing home had been sold, and the proceeds from the sale of the home used by Hovey for her own use. Hovey and Cook are the daughters of the alleged victim and acted as his power of attorney. During the course of the investigation, other financial transactions took place between 2013 and 2015, including the purchase of vehicles and other large payments between Hovey and Cook that depleted their father's banking account, which had a value of more than $466,000 at the time the women took it over. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted in their investigation by the Fremont County Attorney's Office and the Iowa Attorney General's Office. Three people have been arrested on separate charges in Creston. The Creston Police Department reports 21-year-old Dylan Daniel Hudson of Shannon City was arrested Saturday afternoon at the Afton Fairgrounds in connection with the domestic assault that allegedly took place Friday. Hudson was being held without bond at the Union County Jail pending an appearance before a magistrate. 19-year-old Colton Bredberg of Creston was arrested Saturday night in Creston for driving while suspended. Bredberg was later released on $300 bond. And Friday night, Creston police arrested 46-year-old Lisa K. Foster of Creston for allowing an animal to run at large. Foster was issued a citation and then released. The Red Oak Police Department has released details about a two-vehicle property damage accident that occurred Saturday afternoon around 3 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 48 and West Walnut Street. An investigation determined a 2012 Subaru Forester driven by 60-year-old Teresa Reisinger Hebb of Stanton was traveling westbound on West Walnut Street and came to a stop at the stop sign for the intersection. A 2012 Honda Fit driven by Olita Cooper of El Dorado, Kansas, was southbound on Highway 48 approaching the Walnut Street intersection when Reisinger Hebb pulled out into the intersection and struck the Honda on the driver's side door. A Honda then came to rest on the southbound lane of the intersection and the driver's side airbags deployed. No injuries were reported. Reisinger Hebb said that she did not see the approaching vehicle. She was cited for failure to yield from the stop sign. Damages amounted to $8,000 altogether. An 82-year-old rural Akron man who got lost in a cornfield Saturday evening was found Sunday afternoon following an extensive search. Family members say Stuart Skip Harris left his home Saturday evening riding an all-terrain vehicle at around 9:30 p.m. to check on irrigation units. His son, John Harris, says he saw a light on at his father's house in the evening, so he didn't stop by to check on him. Harris said he discovered his father wasn't home Sunday morning and began looking for him.
Right away, I came down here to the field to see if he'd happen to be down here, and then that's when I found the four-wheeler in the cornfield abandoned.
Amy, called
my sister and told her we got problems. We looked for a while, five family members. And finally we said, we just can't do this ourselves. And we called 911, and somehow the word got out, Facebook or I don't know what, but there's just so many people here that have helped us out.
He says his dad apparently went out to check on irrigation units.
Evidently in the dark, he got disoriented, and he drove into the cornfield and couldn't find his way out. And he left the four-wheeler and started walking around, and it's hard enough in the daylight to find your way out, let alone in the dark.
The elder Harris was located in a cornfield just after 2 p.m. Sunday, nearly 17 hours since he was last seen. He was in good condition, aside from being exhausted, dirty, and dehydrated. Volunteer searchers cheered when Skip Harris was brought to the command center, ending the search. John Harris was thankful with the way things turned out.
It would have been a tragic ending. Fortunately, it worked out the right way. And we thank all the volunteers and thank God for finding him, helping us find him.
More than 150 people from various emergency agencies, along with several volunteers, concentrated their search within two cornfields on Sunday. Elsewhere in the news, members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening beginning at 5:15 in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. And during their session, Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm will provide an update on the Sunnyside Park shelters, including a renovation report on the East Shelter and the Springs toys that were installed earlier this month near the Kitty Corral. The board will then discuss plans for the old equipment removed from the Kitty Corral playground area during their meeting. Stashelm will also provide an update on swimming pool renovation plans at the Sunnyside Pool, a Schulberg Quarry Lake No. 2 TAP grant application update, as well as updates pertaining to the Harl Holt Park basketball court and Schulberg Connector Trail, along with movies in the park. The first movie, by the which, is scheduled to be shown on July 29th. The board will also discuss Coca-Cola Classic Disc Golf Tournament financing, additional adult recreation programs possibilities for the fall, and partnering possibilities with Concerned Incorporated. Well, the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is offering visitors a chance to test their athletic skills against area wildlife. The refuge will offer an Animal Olympics program 1 p.m. this Saturday, where visitors can see if they can jump as high as a deer or balance like a great blue heron. The program will teach about the abilities of native wildlife. The refuge sits north of Omaha along U.S. Highway 30 near Missouri Valley. An entrance permit is required to enter the refuge, and for more information, just call 712-388-4800. Well, delegates from Iowa will head to the Democratic National Convention today in Philadelphia, where a potential party squabble may erupt. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee resigned Sunday because of the recent release of emails showing National Party staff favoring Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. Caleb Humphrey of Madrid is a Bernie Sanders delegate to the Democratic National Convention. He says those emails show the scales were tipped in Clinton's favor all along. The solution, he says, is to dump Clinton and nominate Sanders.
I propose that the delegates in Iowa, we go all in for Bernie Sanders because he ran a solid campaign. Either he's got the fever of the people, and we can win this fall.
Former Iowa Senator Tom Harkin backed Clinton in the caucuses, and he predicts Democrats will ultimately unite.
You'll see some, I'm sure, some Sanders folks, this and that, back and forth. But I'll tell you, when Hillary Clinton takes that stage Thursday night, everybody will be behind her.
I'm O.K. Henderson.
And former Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa is calling on party officials planning the next Democratic National Convention in 2020 to negotiate better hotel deals. Many hotels for this week's convention in Philadelphia have raised their rates.
Somebody's got to get to the site selection committee. It is criminal what they're doing here.
Harkin helped to raise money for some of the Iowans who could not afford to pay nearly $700 a night to stay in the Iowa delegation's hotel. Harkin says next time we can't let this happen.
I got a matchbox. It costs 600 some bucks a night. I mean, I can afford it. Look, but my God, there's a lot of people come here can't afford that kind of money. I mean, not just from Iowa, I'm sure from other states too.
Cities hoping to host conventions for the two major political parties routinely submit bids. Harkin says the site selection committee for the 2020 convention needs to make this deal.
We may come here, but we want one guarantee that your hotels can charge no more per night for that room than they normally would at that time of the year.
Some of the Iowans in Philadelphia are using the Airbnb app to stay in private Philadelphia homes. One delegate tried to book a room at a local youth hostel, but couldn't secure a spot. Iowa Republicans who attended their party's national convention last week were charged about $250 a night for rooms in the suburban Cleveland hotel that had been reserved for the Iowa delegation. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.